This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The Greek economic drama took new turns today. First, the prime minister dropped a plan to hold a referendum on the eurozone bailout for his country, and now he's hinting that he might be willing to step down. The referendum had threatened Greece's future in the eurozone, and it has dominated talks between President Obama and other leaders at the G20 summit that began in France today. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Before the G20 summit got underway, President Obama met privately with the leaders of France and Germany, Europe's two biggest economies. They're also the architects of a continental debt rescue plan. In a photo op with German Chancellor Angela Merkel, Mr. Obama said curing Europe's debt problem is vital for the health of the economy back home.
This is going to be a very busy 2 days. Central to our discussions in the G20 is how do we achieve greater global growth and put people back to work.
The debt rescue plan, announced last week, was cast in doubt on Monday when Greek Prime Minister George Papandreou called for a public referendum on the austerity measures the plan would require in his country. Today, after furious pressure at home and from France and Germany, Papandreou backed down. His government is still on shaky ground, though, and facing a confidence vote tomorrow night. U.S. officials are already looking past the political drama playing out in Athens. Whatever happens in Greece, Mike Froman of the National Security Council stressed, Europe must protect its larger economies, such as Italy and Spain, from a downward spiral of debt.
On the Greek issue itself, let me just say that the situation there underscores the need to move rapidly towards a firewall that is sufficiently robust and effective in ensuring that a crisis does not spread from one country to another.
In other words, if you can't treat Greece's debts, at least quarantine them. Europe is already facing sluggish growth or a mild recession in the months ahead, and London-based analyst Jan Randolph of IHS Global Insight says a runaway debt contagion would make matters worse, and not just for the Europeans.
Just as we were affected here in Europe by subprime and the financial crisis of 2008, the tables are turned, really. Sentiment spreads very quickly, like a virus, if there's risk. And certainly risk is being emanated out of Europe to the rest of the world.
The Obama administration has said repeatedly Europe must take the lead in addressing its own debt problems. China could also play a role by investing some of its large cash reserves in a financial firewall. Here's Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes.
Everybody has a stake here in the success of a plan that can deal with the eurozone crisis, and different nations are going to play different roles in supporting that effort.
The United States' own role does not include any direct financial support for Europe, but the NSC's Froman insists that doesn't signal a retreat for the U.S.
Our ability to contribute, our ability to lead, and our ability to influence the outcome of these sorts of issues is not tied necessarily to having the American taxpayer pay for every problem.
Indeed, after meeting this morning with President Obama, the host of the G20 summit, French President Nicolas Sarkozy, suggested no decline in U.S. stature.
Et nous avons besoin du leadership du président Obama.
We need the leadership of Barack Obama, Sarkozy said. We need the solidarity and support of the United States of America. Tomorrow, the two presidents will join French and American military forces in a celebration of their alliance and its most recent success in Libya. There, as with the European debt crisis, the United States deliberately tried to limit its role, offering its expertise, but not much of its money. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Cannes.